Welcome back. 10 minutes after 7 in the a.m. All right, let's talk nerd tech and gadgets for a second, okay?
Tell us who those three qualifiers are.
Yes.
before we do that, yeah.
The two qualifiers.
Yeah, two qualifiers.
The two qualifiers. Two qualifiers, which will each get 10 randomly selected squares on the WSAU gridiron grid. And if their square matches the final score of this Sunday's Packers game, they'll win two tickets to an upcoming game and round-trip bus transportation to and from Lambeau Field from the Bar and WSAU. Of course, this is all part of the Bar Packers ticket giveaway. The qualifiers are Matt Wickman of Manawa and Corey Heinz of Scandinavia, Wisconsin. Where the heck is Scandinavia?
We're getting out there now.
Yeah, man. We're reaching.
Scandinavia is down by Iola.
Oh, is it?
You, of course, know where that is.
Oh, sure. Been there once. So,
later
Little today.
Little Moose Junction. It's not far from there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
You make a right, and then you keep on going.
And make sure you don't miss it at Albuquerque. Later today, go to WSAU Gridiron Grid at WSAU.com. See your 10 squares, and all qualifiers get a Miller Lite Party Pack from your local Miller distributor in WSAU.
And the other qualifier from Manawa, Manawa's got an event that you'll want to check out at some point during the summer. They have the biggest rodeo in Wisconsin.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
I can see you as a rodeo guy.
Oh, gosh, yes. You mean as the rodeo clown?
Well, there's that.
Sure. All right, so...
I don't think you move fast enough to be a rodeo clown.
Who says I have to move? Huh?
Well, unless you want to get gored. Al Gore.
I invented the internet. Speaking of the internet, thanks for that segue. Google Glass, the wearable thing, the glasses that you put on your face and you can actually interact and see your laptop, a computer display right in front of your face. It's one of the technological things that have been the buzz for a while.
Uh-huh.
That's not all it does. It also is a camera. It can film everything that you see. It's all kinds of weird things.
Oh, yeah. You can make phone calls with it and video conference and all kinds of
You can make phone calls with it, really?
I believe you can, especially when it's going to be paired up with the Google wristwatch, the smartwatch, which is coming out, which is these two things are completely separate, but I believe they're integrated, and I'll tell you why. The Google Glass has been having all kinds of buzz about it, but there's only been a very small amount of them that have been released. Contest winners, certain individuals that have been given the item for promotion purposes, very slow to be rolling it out. And Google says, oh, we're going to ramp up production probably the first of next year. And they've even said that when they do it, remember how Gmail was originally done? The only way you could get a Gmail account is if somebody who had a Gmail account invited you. You couldn't just go sign up for it at first.
Right. Gmail was not for the masses at the beginning.
Right. It was only for those special people that Google decided that deserved it for whatever reason. And then if they invited somebody, what does that do? That builds mystique. It builds a cool factor. It builds that...
There are people who have to have the newest technology, need to be first in, and this is the ultimate bait for those people.
So Google Glass is going to be rolled out the exact same way. Those that have it will be allowed to invite others to come purchase the product. That is how it's going to roll out. Now, you would think, if this is such a monster idea, and it's going to be wildly popular, let's say half as popular as some of the other smartphones that are out there, why wouldn't they mass produce and just begin selling it? Because they are in the finishing stages. This is my theory. They are in the finishing stages of the Google smartwatch that will run on their Android platform. They say that they are very close to releasing it. They are very close to allowing it to be, they're going to mass produce it. They say they have solved the problem of battery life and they've solved the problem of it being functional, that you can do so many other things with it.
Because if you had to choose between the two, you'd take the watch. I mean, the glasses look stupid.
The glasses do look a little exceptionally nerdy.
Stupid.
The glasses are only
they make
the first
you look like
step
a hipster douche.
What?
They make you look like a hipster douche, and you don't want to look like a hipster douche.
For now, they're going to be more accepted as time goes by.
I think Chris is right. I think right now they make it look. I don't want to say hipster. I think they make you look pretentious.
Same thing.
What about the Google barge? Do you guys hear about this?
Huh?
In San Francisco Bay over the weekend,
yeah,
with the Golden Gate Bridge as the backdrop,
yeah,
comes this large industrial barge.
Okay.
It's got like a prefab building, a four-story prefab building built on top of the barge.
Really?
People are saying, well, what the heck is that? I mean, thousands of cars drive across the San Francisco. Here's this barge with a building on top of it.
Is it ugly or is it
cool? It's ugly.
Okay.
It's a Google facility.
It's a floating?
It's an offshore Google something, and they won't say what it is.
So they can do things that they're not allowed to do on dry land?
That's probably the office party barge.
It's a Google tech data server something
mining
center
thing. Wow. And why is it now in San Francisco?
Nobody knows, but it showed up there this weekend.
Interesting. What do they think? A four-story building on a barge is going to show up? You know, nobody's going to notice?
Well, they know that it's related to Google. And then the company was asked, well, what is it? Something.
Yeah, it's our boat.
Well, your buddy Jones would have something to say about some, this is some conspiracy or something.
Of course. We're all going to die. It's the latest cyber attack system that's coming over. It's full of viruses. We're all going to die a horrible death. But my theory is that they are going to put the final touches on the Google smartwatch. Then they are going to bundle it with the Google Glass, and they're going to put it out as a package. And if it is anywhere close to being reasonable...
You're going to get it?
I might.
How much for such technology do you think?
If you come in here wearing those stupid-looking glasses, I'm going to mock you unmercifully.
The price will be at least $1,000. It'll be more than
that. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's going to be like $1,000, and that's just not worth it.
It'll be more.
Yeah.
You have all of the technology you need in your fingers right there with your smartphone.
Homie, need has nothing to do with it. Need has nothing to do with it. I could get spoiled all kinds of... There's some really cool technology that's out there. You know? I likes it. Anyway, there's your nerd moment. I'm saying the reason that the Google smartwatch is being delayed and the Google Glass item is being delayed... It's because they're going to roll them out together. That's my theory. Let's see what actually happens. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. Oh, yeah. We got more. Hold tight.
The Inner City Haunted House is open now till Halloween. Enter if you dare and experience all the frightening sights and sounds of a real Inner City Haunted House.
Hey, punk, let me borrow $20.
Spare some change, sir.
Hey, that's one fine-looking lady you got there.
What you looking at, dumbass?
Is that your watch?
Yes, when you want real, authentic, bone-chilling terror, come to the Inner City Haunted House. Open daily from 8 p.m. till you hear this sound.
Central Wisconsin's Badger Sports Station, AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.